是耶稣基督复活的日子。
Today is the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
今天在基督教里头有两个最大的节。
In Christianity, there are two main festivals.
一个就是圣诞节，第二个就是复活节。
One is Christmas, the other is Easter.
今天在欧洲很多这些所谓的天主教徒啊，他们可能一年就去教会两次，就是这两天。
In Europe, there are many Catholics. They only went to church twice a year, and that is these 2 days.
那复活节对我们人类到底有什么意义吗？
What is the meaning of Easter for us?
复活节对我们这些基督徒的意义又是什么样的？
And for Christians, what is the meaning of Easter?
今天我们读的经文是在路加福音23:46-24:12。
So for the Bible reading we have today is from Luke chapter 23 verse 46 to chapter 24 verse 12.
因为这个 bulletin 上没有英文，所以我们请讲英文的弟兄好不来读一下，我们中文我们就照着来看。
Because in the bulletin there is no English, so whoever can read English Bible verse and we are going to read in English.
46.
Okay, in Luke chapter 23, verse 46, Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hand I commit my spirit. When he had said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what has happened, praised God and said, Surely this was a righteous man. When all the people who had gathered to witness this sign saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away. But all those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things. Now there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and upright man, who had not consented to their decision and action. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he was waiting for the kingdom of God. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in the tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was the preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes. But they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment. In chapter 24, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their face to the ground. But the man said to them, Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He had risen. Remember how he told you. While he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them, who told this to the apostles, but they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went along wondering to himself what had happened.
我们现在做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
所以我们在天上的父神，亲爱的主耶稣，我们真是满心感谢你。
And our Father in heaven and dear Jesus, we thank you.
谢谢你为我们降生，也谢谢你为我们复活。
Thank you for your birth and also raised.
主啊，求你在这个复活的这一天，你让我们明白你复活的意义。
Lord, in this day you resurrected, please help us to understand the meaning of your resurrection.
主啊，求主你使用你不配的仆人，能够把话语讲得清楚明白。
May you use your unworthy servant to deliver the message clearly.
求主给我们一个开通的耳朵，一个敞开的心。
And please open our ears and open our heart.
使我们听了道之后，将这个道成为我们的生命。
So whatever the word we hear, that can become our life.
带领我们以下的时间。
Leading the following time.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在美国有很多地方，他们这些都是住的非常经济丰裕的这个家庭的地区。
In the United States, there are many places that are prospered.
他们好像有一个不成文的一个情况。
There is a unspoken situation.
就是当一个孩子他要去念大学，高中毕业的时候。
Which means when a kid is graduated from high school ready for the college.
他们家就替他买一个车子。
And the family will go buy a car for the kid.
有一个孩子就快要毕业了。
And there's a kid, he almost graduated.
所以他的父亲就前几个月就带着这个儿子到这个车店去看车子。
So a few weeks before his graduation, the father took the kid to the car shopping.
等到这个孩子毕业典礼的前一天晚上的时候。
And the day before this kid's graduation.
这爸爸就从书房里头拿出来一本圣经。
And the father bring a Bible from his library.
圣经都包得很好，包得很漂亮。
And then the Bible is wrapped in the gift very
beautifully. 这个就是你高中毕业的礼物。
So and then told the son, said, "This is your gift of your graduation."
那这个儿子本来兴高采烈，以为爸爸要给他一把钥匙。
And the kid was original so happy, he thought he's going to get a car key.
马上他的脸色就变了。
And then he just changed his face.
一句话也不说，就把这个圣经就往地上一摔。
So he said nothing and then grabbed the Bible and threw it to the floor.
他爸爸想要说话，他来不及，他就啪冲到外面，把门一摔，他就离家出走了。
Before the father can say anything, the son just got so mad, so he ran out of the house and left the home.
那个时候是没有手机的。
And back then there were no cell phones.
如果这个离家出走，他不回家的话，是找不到他的。
So when the kid ran away from home, there is no way to find him.
那所以就音讯就全部决然了。
So their communication is broken.
就过了好多年，十几年以后。
After a decade.
他的父亲过世。
And the father passed away.
那么他知道之后，他要去这个继承他父亲的这个产业。
So the father knows, and when the kids know, and he went home to inherit the father's property.
所以他回家了，回到他家，然后到他父亲的书房，在整理他爸爸的东西。
So he went home and then went to the den and then cleaned up his father's belongings.
远远就看见在这个书架上就有那本他爸爸给他的圣经。
And he found the Bible his father gave him on the bookshelf.
这么多年来，这个圣经已经满了灰尘了。
And since it has been so many years, so the Bible is full of dust.
他就把这个圣经拿过来，把灰尘抖掉。
So he took the Bible and then he cleaned the dust.
不经意就把这个圣经打开了。
And then opened the Bible.
没想到里面有一张支票。
And in the Bible, there is a check.
这是 cashier check. Bank cashier check.
It's a cashier check from the bank.
那个 check 的时间就是他离家出走的那个晚那天。
And the day of this check was the day he left home.
那个支票的那个价格了， 就是他要买的那个车的价钱。
And the price, the total amount of the cashier check is the same as the car he want to buy.
他看了之后就嚎啕大哭。
After he saw it, he just wept.
他不知道他爸爸要给他这个车，甚至要给他这本圣经。
He did not know his father wanted to give him the car and also the Bible.
今天在世上真的有很多人就是像这样子。
And today in this world, many people just like that.
他们不明白神的这个心意。
They don't understand the, what God's will.
他们不明白神的应许。
They don't understand the promise of God.
因为好像太好了。
It seems like it's too good.
今天我们在世上。
So in this world today,
很多都是空的应许。
And many of promises are empty promises.
那么，你有没有在电视上看到很多的广告？
Did you see a lot of commercials?
你说买我的这个东西的话，你就会怎么样怎么样？
If you buy this, then you'll become such and such.
有一天我这个中午吃完中饭以后就睡了一个午觉。
So one day, brother Chu, after lunch, he took a nap.
那么我就醒了之后，我就看看有没有 check email。
And then after that, he checked his email.
在我的手机里头跳出来说，要送一个 iPhone.
And then there was in his cell phone, there was one thing saying it will give him an iPhone.
我以前都是 dumb phone, 不是 smartphone.
It used to be a dumb phone instead of a smartphone.
结果小飞啊，他的 upgrade 他的 iPhone 呢，我就得了他那个这个 iPhone 5.
So Amy upgraded her phone to iPhone 6 and then brother chose an iPhone 5.
那在这个卧房的时候，常常那个 WiFi 啊就收不太到。
And in the when they were in the bedroom and sometimes the WiFi is weak.
我一看，哎，就说送一个 free iPhone 6.
When then he saw and then the commercial they were giving a free iPhone 6.
其实以前啊，如果碰到这个，我都不去理他的。
In the past, I just ignore those commercials.
哎，我看出这次有一个是 free iPhone 5， 我就是试着弄的。
But this time because it's iPhone, so I'm kind of trying.
他说你还得快，
如
果慢的话就没有了。
And if you're too slow, then the opportunity is gone.
那我就跟着照着他的脚，他就做了一些 survey.
And then I followed the screen and then did the survey.
什么？你叫什么名字啊？你的电话号码是多少啊？
What's your phone number?
你住在什么地方啊？
Where do you live?
然后生日是哪一天？
What's your birthday?
我这个其他都是正确的。
And everything is correct.
可是我在网上哦，两件事我不会放上去的。
And there are two things I won't put on the.
一个就是我的生日。
One is my birthday.
所以另外一个是 social security number， 我是绝对不放的。
And the other is social security number. I will never put those on the internet.
所以下次你在 Facebook 看到说哦 ，Sean 的 birthday 的话，你不必跟我说 Happy Birthday.
So next time when you see the Happy Birthday, well, birthday, the Facebook, you don't have to tell Sean it's a Happy Birthday.
我就一直走，他就带你好多地方啊，你要不要买这个杂志啦？要不要买这个东西啊？那个东西。
So I just follow the screen, and then he asked me, "Do I want to buy this magazine or buy this and buy that?"
我不要这些东西，我要 iPhone、啊。
But I don't need those. All I just want is iPhone.
No, thank you. No, thank you. 这样。
And keep answer no, thank you. No, thank you.
一直点点点点。
And keep pushing the screen.
点到最后一个地方。
Till the last screen.
什么也没有东西了。
And it's all gone.
到了一个死胡同。
And to the dead end.
你只好把这个 program 要 kill 掉。
Then all you can do is just kill the program.
所以今天在这个世上，很多这些应许啊都是空的。
So in this world, many promises are just like this; it's in vain.
是空的应许，是空头支票。
It's a empty promise.
但是神的应许是的的确确的。
But the promise of God is true.
那我们今天要从这个圣经里头，我们要看神的应许里头。他是用了三个空的东西。
And so from the Bible, there are three things are empty, and that is in God's promise.
第一个就是空的十字架。
And the first one is empty cross.
空的十字架就是表示我们的罪得到赦免的这个应许。
And the empty cross, it means our sins are forgiven.
第二就是这个空的坟墓。
And the second one is the empty tomb.
那空的坟墓就代表耶稣基督已经复活了。
And the empty tomb means Jesus Christ has resurrected.
我们刚刚读的圣经，我们要也要跟他一样，也要复活。
And just like the Bible we just read, we will also resurrect like Jesus.
第三个就是空的这个裹尸布。
And the third one is the empty liner.
那这个裹尸布代表什么意思呢
？And what is the meaning of the liner?
就是我们与这位神有一个亲密的关系，有个团契的关系。
And the liner really means we have a very close fellowship with our God.
这三个空的东西就证明了耶稣基督已经复活了。
And with these three empties, that proves Jesus.
所以我们今天来庆祝这个复活节。
So today we celebrate the Easter.
这三个空就代表了神给我们的完整的应许。
And all these three empties and it represent the full promise.
首先我们看这个空的十字架。
So first let's look at the empty cross.
空的十字架就代表我们的罪已经得到赦免了。
And the empty cross means our sins are forgiven.
圣经告诉我们说，次第日翌日的时候，这些妇女就在带着香膏香料要到坟墓去。
So in Bible tell us on the first day of the seventh day, and those women who brought the spices and perfume to the tomb.
希望为他们的主有一个这个适合的一个葬礼。
So they want to do a proper burying for Jesus.
那么那个时候他们就出门的时候太阳还没有出来。
So then they went out and before the sunrise.
那么他们要从他们住的地方要到那个坟墓是有一段距离的。
And from there where they live to the tomb there is a distance.
他们走着走着就到了一个地方叫做独楼地。
And there's a They went keep going and then until they go to the cavern.
你今天到以色列的话就可以看到这个地方。
And when you go to Israel today, you can see this place.
那这个独楼地呢就提醒他们在三天以前礼拜五的时候有一个非常悲惨的事情。
And this caravan reminded them there was something really sad happened in there.
他们所爱的主被钉十字架。
The Lord they love has been crucified.
那个时候马上就要安息日了。
And then right after that is Sabbath.
所以那个时候没有人可以把这个十字架给拆掉。
So no one will take down the cross.
所以正在那个时候，太阳光还没出来的时候，那个晨光还完全出现的时候，就看见了三个那个空的十字架。
So before the first dawn, they saw the three empty cross.
那么中间那个十字架呢，就是耶稣基督被钉的那个。
The one right in the middle is the one Jesus Christ crucified.
现在是空的了。
But now it's empty.
那这个十字架上呢，有看到斑斑的血迹。
And they see the blood spots.
耶稣，人家把那个荆棘的冠冕戴在他头上。
And then people do the thorn of the crown to his head.
然后钉他的手，钉他的脚。
And nail his hand and his feet.
那么在还没有钉之前呢，就鞭打跟用那个鞭子来抽他。
And then before that, they have spanked him.
所以这个血迹就放在这个十字架上。
And all those blood was all over the cross.
最后的时候，有一个兵用一把枪刺到他的肋旁，刺到他的心脏。就有血跟水流出来。
And there was in the end there was a soldier and pierced his breast and then so there is a blood and also water came out from his chest.
那么圣经讲说有血跟水流出来，意思就是说他的血清跟血浆分开了。
And that when there's a show with both blood and also the water, that means the blood the water separated from there. 所以耶稣
的的确确死了，不像有人讲说。耶稣只是昏了而已。
And so that proves Jesus Christ was dead and not just faint.
然后他们就把耶稣的尸体拿下来，就葬在这个亚利马太的这个人的这坟墓里头。
So they took out the Jesus' body and then buried in the tomb.
那么这个十字架现在是空的了。
And now the cross is empty.
那十字架上都是斑斑的血迹。
And it's only with the blood of the
father. 代表什么意思？这个刑罚已经施行过了。
And that it really represent and the punishment already been done.
神就用这个就代表了我们罪的刑罚。
And so God used this one to prove for all those the sin of our, the punishment of our sin.
今天在这个社会里头，很少人谈罪的问题。
In this world, many not that many people talk about sin.
但是我们照着圣经讲，我们都是罪人呢。
But based on Bible, we are sinners.
罗马福音5:23，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
In Romans chapter 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
只是我们真正检验我们自己。
So that is examining ourselves.
我们常常有一些这个不纯净的念头。
And sometimes we have our mind is not pure.
甚至有一些不好的这些想法。
And sometimes it is really bad thought.
所以世界上除了耶稣以外都是罪人。
So other than Jesus, all of us are sinners.
但是罪人就有一个结局了。
And for sinners, there is a result.
罗马书6:23说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
And in Romans chapter 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以我们生下来就是一个罪人。
So we were sinners since we were born.
我们生下来我们就往地狱去走。
So right after we were born, we actually toward the hell.
但是感谢神，神爱我们，所以他为我们预备了一个救赎的计划。
But thanks to God, He loved us and He gave us the plan of salvation.
我们就算再努力，我们也没有办法达到神那个圣洁的标准。
Doesn't matter how hard we work, we will never reach His standard.
罗马书8:3那边讲，律法精英。肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为最深的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
So in Romans chapter 8 verse 3, for what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering, and so he condemned sin in the flesh.
那么这个十字架上面斑斑的血迹，就是表示神这个刑罚，耶稣基督为我们受。
And so in the spots of blood, it represent all those the Jesus already condemned for our sin.
所以圣经告诉我们说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
So Bible says.But God demonstrated His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
今天这个十字架是空了。
So now the cross is empty.
代表这个刑罚已经执行了。
So that means that all the punishment has been done.
这是神所定下来的救恩。
And this is the salvation built by God.
我们人没有办法来赎我们的自己的罪。
And we cannot forgive our own sin.
所以圣经讲，除他以外，别无拯救，因为天下人间没有赐下别的灵，我们可以靠着得救，所以因着我们没有可以靠着得救的。
And so, in Bible say, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
所以耶稣基督他已经从这个十字架被拿下来，他已经被执行了这个罪的刑罚，所以我们今天的罪就得了赦免。
So, Jesus Christ, His body was removed from the cross, so our sin has been redeemed.
所以第一，这个十字架是空的，就代表我们的罪得了赦免。
So the first one, the empty cross means our sin has been forgiven.
第二，这是空的坟墓。
And the second one is empty tomb.
空的坟墓代表耶稣就已经复活了。
And the empty tomb means Jesus has resurrected.
因此我们就有那个永生复活的那个应许。
So that's why we have the promise of everlasting life.
那么这些妇人从那个哥哥吐楼地 那么出来之后，他们继续往前走。
And so those women, they left the caravan and then they continue moving forward.
正在要走的时候，他们就担心说，我们如果等一下怎么样把那个石头啊，把它挪开。
So they were worried about, those women were worried about how to remove the rock from the tomb.
因为挡着这个墓门口的那个石头大概有两吨这么重。
And it's the tomb in front of the, or the rock in front of the tomb is about 2 kilograms.
就没想到到那边的时候，那个坟墓的石头已经滚开了。
And then it's 2,000 kilograms. And then when they went over there, it's already rolled to the side.
他们就进去，只看见主的身体正在差役之间，突然有两个人站在旁边，衣服放光，富门金客将脸伏地。他们两人就对他们说，为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，他已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎么告诉你们？
So when those women they went in and then they did not find the body of Lord Jesus. So while they were wondering about this one, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. And in their frightened women bowed down with their face to the ground.But the man said to them, Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee.
在人的历史中，有人就讲说，这个是都是这个门徒把那个尸体偷走了。
So in the history, some people kind of assume the disciple removed the body.
但是门徒怎么可能把耶稣基督的身体偷走呢？
But how can this disciple remove the Jesus' body?
他们只有11个人，他们怎么能够把这个石头滚开，然后把这个钉钉制服了，把他偷的身体偷走呢？
And they only have 11 people. How can they move the rock and calm the soldiers and then remove the body?
有一个爸爸，他有一天带着他的儿子出去玩。
And there was a father who brought his son to have fun.
就开到乡间的一条小路上。
So they drove car to the road on the countryside.
突然之间，有一只这个
蜜蜂
就飞进了这个车子了。
And suddenly, there's a bee that went into the car.
那么这个儿子呢？因为他有这个那个敏感症。
And the kid allergic to bees.
那么如果被叮的话，那就可能很危险了。
If he got stung by the bee, and then it will be very dangerous.
结果他的爸爸想要赶出去也赶不出去。
But the dad cannot really get this bee out of the car.
就他的爸爸就动手去抓这个蜜蜂。
So the father used his bare hand to grab the bee.
蜜蜂当然就叮着他的手了。
So the bee stung the father's hand.
然后他就跟儿子讲，不用担心，不用担心。
So he told his son, say, don't worry.
这个蜜蜂的这钩毒钩啊，已经刺到我了。
And because the sting of the bee is already there on me.
虽然这个蜜蜂还在飞。
Even the bee is still flying.
他已经没有那个钩了。
But it doesn't have the sting.
所以请你放心。
So this it's okay.
圣经告诉我们说。
And Bible tells us.
死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。
So in Bible tells us say.Where or death is your victory? Where or death is your sin? The sin of death is sin, and the power of sin is the Lord.
这是保罗跟死在那边夸胜。
And this one is when Paul boasts to the death.
死你算什么？
And then he Paul told say death, what are you?
你的毒钩在哪里？
Where is your sin?
那个毒钩，耶稣基督已经替我们受了。
And that sting has been stunned by to Jesus Christ.
所以我们就不会被这个死所拘禁。
So we will not be controlled by the death.
那么在一个教会里头，他们复结了，他们就有一个给小孩的一个 special 的 project.
So in one of the church in the Easter, there is a children project.
这个主日学老师就跟着孩子说，现在每人拿一个这个塑料的这个袋。
So the Sunday school teacher told all the children, say, everybody take one of the Easter plastic eggs.
就到外面去，把一些生命的东西啊放在这里头。
And you go out and find things with life, and then put inside the plastic bag.
其中有一个孩子呢。
So there is one kid.
这个孩子他身体不太好，所以常常没有到教会来。
Because he this kid he is has a health condition, so he did not come to church often.
他跟其他的孩子啊，好像也不太熟。
So he doesn't get along with other kids well.
到了时候，这个老师把这个所有袋子都收集起来了。
So in the end, the Sunday school teacher collected all those eggs.
就把这个蛋壳一个个打开。
And then opened those eggs.
第一个孩子啊，放了一个这个蝴蝶。
And the first one put the butterfly in there.
另外一个小孩放了一些这个蚂蚁。
And some other kids put ants.
有的孩子他放一朵花。
And some kids put flowers.
有一些放草。
And some put grasses.
最后这个孩子他把他这个蛋就给了老师了。
And the last kid gave the egg to the teacher.
老师一打开。
And the teacher opened it.
什么都没有。
It's empty.
是空的。
It's empty egg.
大家都笑他说，你看这个人怎么搞的。
So everybody laughed at this kid.
他说不是。
He said no.
知道吗？耶稣复活了，他的坟墓是空的。
And he said this is just like Jesus Christ. His tomb is empty.
因着坟墓是空的，我们今天有生命。
Because the empty tomb, so we have life.
就这个孩子有一次流行性感冒的时候，他就得了流行性感冒。
So one day, and then the kid got flu.
普通一般的小孩子都没有办法病一个礼拜就好。
And most of the kids just get sick for about a week and then recover.
没想到这个孩子就过世了。
And before this kid, he passed away because of food.
那么在他这个还没得这个病之前，他就跟这个孩子就非常的好。
And then before he got sick, he became a good friend with the other kids.
所以这些他的同学都非常难过。
So all his friends feel sad.
就在他的坟墓面前，就放每个人都放一个空的这个蛋。
So all his friends took an empty egg and then put it inside.
这个孩子他都知道，因为坟墓是空的，所以我们每个人都有这个生命，有这个复活的生命的这个盼望。
Because every children knows, because the tomb is empty, so we all have the hope of resurrection.
我们刚刚读了很多圣经了。
So we read many Bibles.
但基督已从死里复活，成了睡了之人出熟的果子。死既是因一人而来，死人复活也因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
So we will read this one earlier. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead came also through a man. For as in Adam all die,So in Christ, all will be made alive.
那么犹太人有一个规矩。
And there's a rule for the Jewish.
比如说他们种地或者是养羊。
And when they plant or they do the raise the sheep.
他们把初生的、头生的或者是初熟的果子献给神。
And for them, they always give the first fruit and also the first birth.To give to God.
意思就是说，我所有其他的产物都跟这个一样。
And that means everything else I have is just like this one.
那么，所以圣经上说，耶稣是我们那初熟的果子，表示说他复活了以后，我们也要复活。
So in Bible say Jesus is the first fruit. That really means when Jesus resurrected, that means we are going to resurrect too.
所以第一，那个十字架是空的了。
So the first one is empty cross.
因为耶稣替我们受了那个刑罚。
Because Jesus, he condemned for us.
所以我们就有那个得这个罪得赦免的这个应许。
So our sin has been forgiven.
第二个，这个坟墓是空的。
And the second one is the empty tomb.
表示耶稣已经复活，所以我们有一天也复活，我们有永生的盼望。
Which represents Jesus is resurrected, so that means we will resurrect in the future, so we have the hope of everlasting life.
第三，就是这个裹尸布是空的。
And the third one is the linen is empty.
裹尸布是空的，就代表我们有跟耶稣基督有一个亲密的关系。
The linen is empty means we have the close relationship with Jesus.
当天使跟他们宣布说耶稣基督已经复活了。
When the angel told them Jesus has resurrected.
所以妇人就跑去跟门徒讲说耶稣基督复活了。
So those women went to talk to the apostle Jesus is raised.
那么这个约翰跟彼得两个人就跑到坟墓那去看。
So John and Peter they went to the tomb.
那么在这个约翰福音的话就讲得更清楚了。
And in the book of John is even more clear.
那么这看到那个裹尸布啊，跟那裹头巾是分开来，有点像这个图画上讲的。
And they saw the strip of the liner and the strip of the head, the strip.The clothes wrap the head, both are separate.
所以门徒不可能把耶稣的尸体偷走了。
So there's no way the disciple or apostle they move the body.
因为他如果要偷的话，他一定很紧急，就会抱着这个尸体就走了。
And if they want to steal the body, it must be in a hurry. They probably take the whole body and then move.
怎么会把这个裹尸布解开，裹头巾解开，然后？干干净净、整整齐齐地放在那边呢。
So how can they, if they are in such a hurry, how can they unwrap the liner and then make very nicely live in there?
那么，所以耶稣基督复活了。从此以后，耶稣就跟门徒们显现。我们刚刚读的圣经，跟500个人显现了。
And so after that, Jesus Christ resurrected and he appeared to 500 people.
不但跟门徒一在一起，他们一起行路，一起吃饭，一起说话。
And he is not only with his disciples, and he is with them to walk together, eat together, and talk together.
今天耶稣基督复活，他不是一股力量，一股无形的力量在那边影响这个世界。
And it's Jesus is resurrected. It's not just a invisible power.
而是他是那个复活的救主。
And he is the Lord of resurrection.
所以这位复活的主是跟我们有关系，他愿意跟我们来往的。
So the Lord of resurrection has a relationship with us. He wants to be fellowship with us.
当年他复活以后，他跟两千个人，2000年前跟门徒们在一起。
So 2000 years ago, when he resurrected, he stayed with a disciple.
今天神也跟我们在一起，神甚至住在我们的心里。
And today God is with us, He is even living in us.
那么这个耶稣基督跟我们之间的团契，这个关系是跟其他的宗教是不一样的。
And the relationship between the fellowship between us and our God is different than other religions.
基督不但是在我们人生中带领我们，给我们供应。
And He's not only supply for our life.
他甚至在我们逆境的时候，在我们遭遇困难的时候，他帮助我们。
And he's also helped us during our hardship.
上个礼拜荣伯伯讲这个约瑟的这个生命。
And last week,荣伯伯 talked about the life of Joseph.
刚好我们那个时候也这个弟兄日每天读经啊，也同时读到这个创世纪那38、39章这样。
And it's about the time when the brothers daily Bible reading and go to Genesis chapter 38-39.
我们看到这个约瑟在这个埃及的时候，他要么是奴隶，要么是囚犯。
And we saw Joseph when he was in Egypt, he either is a prisoner or he was a servant.
可以想象他的困境，他的情况是非常困难的。
So we can pretty much can see his hardship there.
但圣经我。引用这两段圣经告诉我们说，耶和华与他同在。
So in these two Bible verses, the first one says the Lord was with Joseph.
耶和华与他同在，所以他尽凡事尽都顺利。
So it says the Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered.
所以这位神常常在我们遇到困难、在痛苦的时候，他与我们同在。
So our God, whenever we are in sorrow or we are in hardship, He's with us.
圣经甚至讲说，他遭遇一切我们所遭遇的，他都经历过了。
So everything we've been through, He has been through too.
这位大家知道是谁吗？
You know who's this?
这个是台湾的一个很有名的作家，叫做三毛。
Oh, so this is, yeah, this is a very famous author. His name is 三毛。
他比我大五岁。
He's 5 years older than Brother Chu.
他如果还活的话，现在七十几岁了。
So if she's still alive, then she'll be 70-ish.
可是他47岁，他就自杀了。
She committed suicide when she was 47.
这个人非常情感非常丰富，他有三次的爱情的经验。
She is full of the feeling, and then she has three experience on.
头两个，她的家里反对她。
And the first two, her family disagree.
最后，她就嫁给一个西班牙的人，就到了西班牙去。
And so the last one, she married a Spanish person, then moved to Spain.
就没想到。这个他的先生啊，去游泳就淹死了。
And but her husband was drowned when he went swimming.
从此以后，他就非常的郁闷。
So after that, she was very sad.
这个晚上睡不着觉就吃这个安眠药。
So she could not sleep, so she was taking the sleeping aid.
最后，他用他的用丝袜就自杀死了。
And then she used socks and then killed herself.
一个没有信仰的人常常出现这样的问题。
So when a person without the belief, and that's what happened.
这位叫做黄美莲。
And this one is黄美莲。
那她的爸爸是一个牧师。
Her dad is a pastor.
她生的时候因为出了问题了，所以她的脑子就麻痹了。
So when she was born, there are some problem for the defect on the
brain.脸呢，这个不能动，然后也不能讲话，走路也非常的困难。
And when she was born, because the birth defect, so her face, she could not move her face, she could not talk, she could not walk.
所以她的父亲就全家移民到美国，然后她最后在美国加州得了一个美术的博士。
So because of that, her father moved.They immigrated to the United States, and she got a PhD in the art in California.
这样一个人，他怎么会变成这个样子？
A person like this, how can she be?
因为他有神与他同在。
Because she has God with her.
那我好多年前，我就在芝加哥参加一个生命季刊的第一届的福音大会。
So many years ago, Brother Chu went to Chicago and then joined there is a Life magazine.
那时候他们从国内请了很多这些忠心爱主的传道人在那边做见证。
So they in that gathering, they invite many devoted Christian and then to witness.
这位叫做杨新飞姊妹。
This one is a sister named 杨新飞。
那么结果后来我到了这个厦门，才发现原来这个是他的教会。
And then so when Brother Chu went to 厦门 and found out the church he went to is actually her church.
这个教会呢，就是他跟他弟弟成立的。
And the church was established by her and her brother.
那么这个杨新飞姊妹呢，她。大学毕业，他是在上海英专毕业之后，就因为他的信仰，就这个被逼迫。
Because she graduated from Shanghai music, so the and she because of the her beliefs, so she has been
prosecuted.
Prosecuted.
那么在 期间他大概有十几年的时间，不是劳改就是坐牢。
And for more than a decade, she was either in the in the jail or she was like into some kind of a physical
prison.
Prison.
Either
okay.
in the labor camp or
okay.
in prison.
It's a labor camp or in the prison.
那这些照片是结果他的侄子就是寄给我，他这个就是这个他的追思礼拜的一个这个 PPT。
So those pictures was from her nephew sent to Brother Chu, and it's from in her funeral that in the PowerPoint.
你想想这样一个人坐牢十几年。
And think about this, she has been in prison for a decade.
他给我印象就是他就是有一股很喜乐的那个脸。
What my impression for her is she's very joyful.
因为她坐牢了，她也失去了，错过那个结婚的年代。
Because she went to the prison, so she missed the age of marriage.
现在在福建这个东南的这些教会。
In the southwest of for all those churches in southwest of Fujian Province.
都是受她的这个栽培。
It's pretty much all from her support.
所以我们可以看到，我们这位神是活的神。
So we can see our God is a living God.
他特别是在我们困难的时候，我们沮丧，我们失望的时候，他与我们同在。
And particularly in the situation when we face the hardship, and also we are desperate and depression, and He is with us.
弟兄姐妹，特别是新的弟兄姐妹，加以年月，你就知道那个神跟人之间那个团契是怎么一回事。
So brothers and sisters, and also for the new brothers and sisters, and through the time you will know the fellowship of God with us.
所以空着那个裹尸布就告诉我们，耶稣已经复活，他要与我们有团契。
So the empty linens tell us Jesus is resurrected and He wants to have fellowship with us.
感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
那个十字架是空的。
The cross is empty.
因为耶稣基督他为我们死了。
Because Jesus died for us.
他为我们受那个刑罚。
Because he got punishment.
所以我们的罪就得了赦免。
So our sin has been forgiven.
因为耶稣基督坟墓是空的。
Because the tomb is empty.
他已经复活了。
That means he is resurrected.
所以有一天我们要跟他一样，也要有复活。
So in the future, someday we will just like him to be resurrected.
我们有那个永生的盼望。
So we have the hope of everlasting life.
耶稣基督的裹尸布是空的。
Because the linen is empty.
他已经复活了，而且他是又真又活的主，他今天要住在我们的心里，要跟我们有这个团契。
Because the line is empty, so we know He is resurrected, and He is the true living God, and He will live within us, and He wants to have fellowship with us.
那我们应该怎么活呢？
So how do we live?
我们既然我们的罪已经得了赦免，
since our sin was forgiven,
我们是不是应该时时有这个感恩的心？
So we have to have the thankful heart all the time.
我们活在这个世上的时候，我们是不是应该把耶稣基督当做首位呢？ First priority.
Oh, first priority. So, when we live, we have to take Jesus Christ as our first priority.
因为那个坟墓是空的，所以我们有永生的盼望。
Because the tomb is empty, so we have the hope of everlasting.
那我们生活的是不是应该跟世人不一样？我们应该有特别应该基督徒的见证。
So our life should not be like others. We should witness as a Christian.
我们是跟别人不一样的。
So we are different from others.
今天我们有耶稣基督住在我们心里，他与我们有这个紧密的团契。
So now Jesus is living in us, so we have the close fellowship with him.
所以我们应该做出那个见证。
So we have to witness for him.
所以，那么什么叫做团契？
And what does fellowship mean?
当你认识一个人的时候，你要跟他说话，他跟你说话。
So like when you know someone, you talk to the person and the person talks to you.
你以前追你太太或者 你的时候
So when you are like pursued your wife,
你是不是常常要想到知道她认识她更多
Do you want to know her more?
今天一样耶稣基督他要跟我们有一个亲密的关系要跟我们有团契
And just like today when Jesus Christ wants to have close relationship with us
但是我们每个人都有自由意志我们可以拒绝我们也可以参与
And but every one of us has free will so we are able to decide we want to reject or we want to join him
我们怎么样跟神有更亲密的关系呢
So how to build an even closer relationship with our God
我们要常常读经
So we need to read Bible more
读经就是他跟我们说话。
When we read Bible, means he can talk to us.
我们要跟神祷告。
So we need to pray.
就是我跟他说话。
Pray means we talk to him.
所以盼望每个弟兄姐妹，我们都有一个灵修的一个生活。
And we wish every single brother and sister has a spiritual, the time.
今年年初
，In beginning of this year,
我们组织了一个弟兄日日查经。
So in the beginning of this year, we have a brother's daily Bible reading or Bible study.
就是希望每天我们都有一段时间跟神就读神的话。
So that means that every day we have a time to read Bible.
有大概40个人 sign up.
And there are about 40 brothers who signed up.
但是每天大概七八个。
But every day the person who read is about 7 or 8.
弟兄姐妹，我们。比他们的姊妹日查经差很多。
Brothers, you know the sisters' daily Bible study, it's a lot of people join.
所以弟兄们，你们要加油。
So go, brothers.
我们刚刚讲这个爸爸送车给这个儿子。
And、we just talk about the father give the car to the son.
这个爸爸不只是光想给他儿子一个车。
And the father is not only want to give the son a car.
他把那个圣经给他。
And he also wants to give Bible to him.
他要他的儿子得到一个更好的。
He wants his kids to have an even better present.
可惜这个儿子不明白。
But the son doesn't understand.
不但车子没得到。
Not only, he did not get the car.
爸爸的爱他也失去了。
And he lost the father's love.
实在是很可惜啊。
And it's really, really bad.
我们今天看的这个三个空。
So we are looking at these three empties.
第一个，我们的罪得赦免。
The first one, our sin is forgiven.
我们过去这些罪，耶稣全部赦免。
All the sin we have been through is all been forgiven.
坟墓是空的。
And the tomb is empty.
我们知道我们在永恒的时候，我们是要跟他一样。
So in the everlasting, we will just like Jesus.
这些都是好处。
Those are all the benefits.
但是神要我们的是。我们要得到那个主。
But God wants us to have our Lord.
今天很多人要追求那个属灵的恩赐。
So many people are looking for the spiritual gift.
但是却忘了那个赐恩的主。
And they forgive the gift given is our Lord.
今天是复活节。
Today is Easter.
我们愿不愿意说，我们要主更多？
And do we want to say we want our Lord even more?
我们做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们在天上的父神，亲爱的主耶稣，我们真是满心感谢你。
And our Father in heaven, our Jesus, we thank you.
谢谢你，我们这个罪人今天能够在这边向你祷告。
Thank you. We are sinner, but we can pray to you.
就是因为你道成肉身，为我们的罪钉在十字架上。
That's because you incarnation and crucified for our sin.
谢谢你，不但为我们死，你也为我们复活了。
We thank you. You not only died for us, and you also resurrected for us.
你复活就证明你是那个永生神的儿子。
Because your resurrection, so that proves you are the son of the everlasting God.
求主帮助我们。
And Lord help us.
看到这三件。空的事情
so we can see these three empties.
让我们知道你在我们身上的应许是何等的长阔高深
so we know how great your promise to us.
求主帮助我们让我们更亲近你
so please help us that to get even closer to you.
不但得到罪的赦免
and not only our sin being forgiven.
不但能够有永生的盼望
not only have the hope of everlasting life.
而且我们有那个赐恩的主。
And we also have the gift given Lord.
求主带领教会每一个弟兄姐妹。
Please lead every single brother and sisters in church.
让我们一天一天更认识主。
So we can know you more.
一天一天更亲近主。
And we can get even closer to you.
谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.